around 19 and 5, something like that. You got a date on it? Did you get a date on it?
Not an exact date, but yeah, early 1900s.
It's early 1900s. Early Bragg's first cousin, Joe.
Joe Bragg.
Joe.
Who was the one who was killed?
Yeah, he kept ragging around and ragging around, and everybody carried guns back in. Wasn't against the law to carry a gun at that point. I think carrying a gun didn't get outlawed until about 1910 or something, but anyway. He got into an argument with him. It was over, I think, over around Groves Creek or Swandale or someplace back over in there. And he drawed on him and Early drawed back, and he Early killed him. He was his first cousin, and he killed him. And there was a good bit of stink raised about it. And the judge that held the trial, they absolved him of any guilt. You know, he got turned loose for it. But they told him, he said there's a good bit of stink being raised about it. So told him, he said, better go out west till it cooled down. So Early left here, mm-hmm. and he went out west. out west's a big place, you know.
Yeah, right.
And that's all. He went out west till it cooled down. He was out there someplace, and I don't know where. Did you ever get where it was?
I
don't think you ever did, but he left here, and he went out west, and he stayed going long enough till he was able to reinvent himself when he come back. And he got married, and he was an ambitious man, you know, and he built mm-hmm. he built himself a good life after that.
It was easier to do back then.
Huh?
Before the internet, you could get away with that.
you could get away with murder if you got across the county line.
Right.
You know, all jurisdiction was local.
Yeah.
You know, you get across the line like fellas from Boogerhole don't stop till you cross the Ohio River. Then,
yeah.
You know, then it's Ohio's problem. Your Ohio's problem after that, yeah. You know.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories like that, like outlaw stories around here, but also we spent a lot of time talking about and learning about Doc White, who I didn't know anything about before. And we learned, the first tune I learned was 16 Days in Georgia, and spent like a two whole days learning about Doc White. And he was the town doctor, midwife, dentist. He was a steam engine builder, a fife player, fiddle player, and he was self-taught at doctoring.
Photographer.
Like, he just did everything.
Wow.
Had a family. and he was a justice of the peace for more than 30 years in Clay. And they said that he delivered around 1,800 babies in his time doctoring. So yeah, we spent a lot of time learning about Doc White.
And that was a thing from him.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't come up with that, did he?
What?
16 Days in Georgia?
No. He did, as far as I know, he didn't write music or make music. He just, he was just a carrier, you know.
Yeah.
He learned stuff from every place, so I guess, you know, every place he went. But I took $400 of the money I got for her program, and I was able to buy two of the steam engines he made.
Oh, wow.
I've got them, they're upstairs. I'll show them to you after a while. He, at tell you how he made them, what they're made out of. It's incredible.
That's cool.
I didn't get the one I wanted, but maybe I could can in the future. But he hit one there. It was made out of sewing machine parts. Big sewing machine Victrol parts. Wind up Victrol parts and sewing machine parts.
Cool.
Car valves.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite parts about learning from John is learning about all of the, like, really talented and creative people that have lived in this community for so long, and, like, the resiliency of growing up and living here, but also, like, just the brilliant people that did so much here, like Doc White and French Carpenter.
The blacksmith, and his son was, he was a blacksmith too, but then he went a step farther. He was a fabricator. He made farm equipment. He made the first log splitters that was ever here, ever in the community. He made log splitters when they weren't available at stores.
Mm-hmm.
He took just some, I don't know, a ram off of a bulldozer or something, I don't know what, and just gave it up a bunch of stuff.
Wow.
And made somebody a log splitter. Never wouldn't charge his neighbors for doing anything he done. You know, he'd make stuff, maybe charge for what he put in it, but he never charged. Yeah, that's one thing I learned from him. You don't charge your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll get it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll always get it back. You know, but you don't charge your neighbors. I don't ever charge my neighbors for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell me a little bit of what else you've been exploring through the apprenticeship?
Well, we've been learning some tunes. That's pretty exciting. I mean, between the tunes and the stories, it's been a lot, a big handful of things to sort through. The driving tours around have been honestly one of my favorite things that we've done. My first visit with the official visit with the apprenticeship, we drove around and saw, like, where French Carpenter lived and where Doc White lived, and drove around Clay. Another
Deadfall, went up to Genus Cotterill, where Genus Cotterill used to live.
Mm-hmm.
We went up there one time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been at Booger Hole.
Mm-hmm.
At Booger Hole. We went out where my mother was raised.
Mm-hmm.
We went out there one time, out past the Salisbury place.
Yeah, the school where your mom taught. We went out there and saw where Lee Triplett lived.
Yeah.
And what else? Oh, we also tapped the tree, the pine tree. Is it a pine tree?
We've got to work on that.
Yeah.
We had a system failure on that. Fritz Carpenter told me how to get rosin out of a pine tree when I was just a little boy. And we tried it. We chopped a notch in the pine tree and it got rained out. I'm going to have to cover it up, I guess. We're going to have to.
Forgot about rain.
Yeah, right.
Gonna have to.
But yeah, that was how French Carpenter made.
Yeah,
resin.
I'm gonna have to work on that.
Cool.
That's the way he got rosin. He chop a notch in a pine tree and let it fill up over the summer, and rake it out in the fall and put it in a tin can, and set it on the stove, and let it cook down.
We also like watching YouTube videos and eating popcorn a lot.
That's great.
That's pretty fun. And having eggs in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like eggs?
I do like eggs, yeah.
Come see me.
Yeah. He makes
you
really
a
great
egg. Champion egg cook.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You got it right the first time.
How do you like to make eggs?
Pretty good.
It's a secret.
Okay, I won't ask.
She's cow butter.
Oh. Slow. What about, why don't you talk about some of your goals and then like some of the, like a public performance you're thinking about?
Well, one of my goals, I think, is to record some of these stories from beginning to end individually to have. And honestly, one of my goals has been just to learn at least one tune every time I visit, which is a big goal for me.
Will you at least one tune every time?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I don't have any goal. just leave me around with the nose, you know. I do whatever she wants to do. It's up to her, you know. She learns at her speed, and if she wants to work on tunes, we'll work on tunes, and she knows what's available to her. She's been here long enough, you know. We do. There's a boundless number of stories and things of interest here, you know.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I would like to put together a show pretty locally, probably here by the end of the year.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
How do you see
your knowledge and the Clay County tradition, how do you see that continuing?
Well, just about every time that I do a public performance, you know, I do something with Clay County music, and I always give credit. I do very little. I began to write songs and do some things, but have you heard that the Glimble? Have you ever heard the Glimble CD that I done tunes from Clay County Fiddlers?
Like the 50th anniversary?
Yeah, something like that.
I know, but I'm telling her.
I did have a copy of it right here someplace.
Is it the Morris Brothers or John Morris? Yeah,
it's a compilation.
Oh, maybe I have seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Glimble.
50th anniversary.
I have seen that, yeah. There's a Phyllis Marks song on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a Glimble thing.
But John plays Doc White tunes, Lee Triplett.
I play tunes. French. Uh-huh. Not all the Clay County Fiddlers.
One of each.
Yeah, yeah.
And talks about it a little bit before.
Yeah.
Cool.
Basically, one of my goals is just to keep spreading the word to all of the young people that are really interested in this music. That is happening more and more every year with the rise of all these festivals and stuff about the importance of the people that came from Clay County that really were super important to the tradition.